Shkolim Perek Dalad Mishnah Tas Achas L'Shloshim Yom Misharnes Halushka. One out of 30 days, Misharin, the Rambam says, like a loshon of shear, they would figure out and they would set the prices for items like wine, oils, flour, like the Rab brings. This was done every 30 days, and each day the Beis Din of Hekdesh would buy from the sellers. They'd buy wine and oils and things that they needed based on the values that they set. And we're going to see in this Mishnah that if the values went up, Beis Din never paid more. And if the values went down, Beis Din actually would get the lower price. Beis Din always paid cheaper. Yad of Hekdesh is Al Yona. So the Mishnah continues. They used to have people that were designated to be the suppliers for the whole year of Hekdesh. And the Mishnah says, Kol mekabel alav l'sapek slosos mi arba, omdu mishalosh. So if a person was mekabel on himself to sell to Hekdesh flour, and one seller would get you 4 sa'as of flour, and they used to, let's say, buy the flour at the time of the harvest time when they would cut the wheat. Omdu mishalosh. But now the flour went up because now the one seller can only get you 3 saws of flour. So they got more expensive. Nevertheless, yisapik me'arba. Hekdesh would still get the 4 saws worth of flour, which is more. They get more flour out of the seller that they paid. So the merchant would lose. And if the opposite happened, mishalosh ve'omdu me'arba, if it was set when it was a more expensive time, when one seller can only get you 3 saws, and then it went up to 4, got cheaper, so you could buy 4 of them, 4 saws from one seller, yisapik marba, so it worked out that Hekdesh got the cheaper one. Even though at the time that they set it, they can only get 3 saws, they still would get 4. Shiad Hekdesh al Yona, because Hekdesh always wins. Even more than this, v'himisliya solas, and if the flour would get ruined, and the Rav explains, even if it was a case where Hekdesh gave the chenvani, the person that was supplying them, they gave them money. And not only that, they actually took the flour. Hislia lo, the merchant loses out. Until it actually goes on the Mizbeach, no matter what, Hekdesh always wins. The Yad Hekdesh is always Al Yona, and they would actually give back the spoiled flour. The Rishonim go into, how could this be? Because there's such a thing called, that a person that reneges on a sale, it's called being over Mishapara. It's a serious transgression. It seems Reb Kiveger brings the Rambam holds that it's dafka when Hekdesh is sold. But when Hekdesh purchased something with Kesef, there Hekdesh can go back. And the Ran says that the reason that this is not a problem over here is because there's no specific flour that they're reneging on. It's just stam in general flour. But if they had a specific bag of flour or a specific item and then they purchased it, they can't go back on that. And similarly, v'im hechmetz yayin, hechmetz lo. And if the wine gets spoiled, gets like vinegary, so the merchant loses out. The merchant is only considered fully owning the money that was given to him until the mizbeach is meratzah. But before that happens, if anything bad would happen to the item gets returned. Taisi Zantif actually seems to learn that the reason they're able to do this Hekdesh is also because it's like a Tanai Basin, that the whole thing is done on condition. So that's why these things can be returned. And also the same reason why even if the value goes down on an item, they also would get the lower price as well. Same idea, because it's a Tanai, it's a condition of Beis Din when they set these things up and do these things, that this would be the outcome.